This message comes from NPR sponsor Capella University. With Capella's FlexPath learning format, you can earn your degree online at your own pace and get support from people who care about your success. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Hey guys, I'm Emma Choi and welcome to Everyone and Their Mom, a weekly show from Wait Wait Don't Tell Me. This week we're talking about a hidden Van Gogh portrait with Wait Wait contributor, comedian, and someone who once had to help me teach Peter Sagal what sissy that walk means. It's Vinny Thomas. Hi, Vinny.
Hi, Emma. That's true. We did have to teach him that.
It took a really long time and I don't think he got it, so that was fun.
Yeah.
Anyways, Vinny, I'm really excited to talk to you about this story. I don't know if you've heard, but the world has a new Van Gogh. Yeah.
Okay, I just wanted to guess.
No, yeah. No, Vinny, this is huge news from the art world, okay? They found a new Van Gogh. New Van Gogh alert, new Van Gogh alert. Isn't that exciting?
It is. Is it a drawing? Is it a painting? Is it a sculpture?
These are great questions, Vinny. A Scottish researcher has recently discovered the self-portrait via X-ray, where it was hidden on the backside of another one of his paintings. That's a Van Gogh BOGO, and it's amazing.
Wait, so were they just like, is this a yearly thing? Do they casually X-ray paintings to make sure nothing is behind them, like just in case?
I don't know. It seems like a weird thing to do. Apparently, like, painting on both sides of a canvas is not super uncommon. It's like a way that Van Gogh saved money. You know, hashtag sustainable king, hashtag thrifty icon. And it's dated really early in his career because, fun fact, the drawing is a self-portrait and he has both ears in the portrait, you know? So it's kind of like, you know, if you see a picture of me with a bowl cut, you know it's 2004. It's like that with him. I mean, Vinny, let's talk selfies, okay? Because what is a video but a moving selfie? Right?
Very true. Especially for those of us in the front-facing video community.
Yes, and let's talk about that. So you make a lot of videos of your face for Instagram. Have you ever had a video go viral when you didn't like how you looked?
Oh yeah, all the time. How? Constantly. I remember one video, I had a poppy seed in between my teeth. Like big right in the middle. I didn't even notice. But my dumbass was smiling, you know, like an idiot. And I look in there, and of course I get three comments right away. They're like, who's the star of this video? Is it you or is it the poppy seed? So I deleted it, and I wiped it from the face of the earth, and no one will ever see the poppy seed video again. Not even the scientists that we were talking about earlier.
But maybe that's the future version of finding something on the back of a painting. It's they'll find your deleted tweets and your deleted videos.
That would be horrible. I think that would be the most... If some sort of cyber terrorist attacked the United States by leaking everyone's deleted tweets and posts, that would ruin us.
I mean, do you take a lot of selfies in general, like not videos?
No. And I think I should take more just because every time I see someone else's pictures, I get a little bit jealous. You know, I'm like,
but they look so good.
Yeah, because they look good. They're like, you know, they took some time to sit there and take a picture. And me, I'm just enjoying my breakfast. You know what I mean? I'm not taking any pictures.
Yeah. I mean, okay, so the self-portrait is basically a selfie. Why do we think that Van Gogh didn't want us to see this one?
Oh, it could be any number of reasons, right? Do they know how he looked? Like, I don't even know how, like, Van Gogh looked in real life.
Oh, you know Jesse Tyler Ferguson?
I do.
Yeah, so he looks like that, but, like, more, like, wizened, basically.
Okay, got you. More grizzled and wizened, for sure.
Yeah, you get it.
Yeah, I think he hit it just because it was a mistake. You know, I feel like people paint pictures all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, I think a lot of people who go to, like, those paint and sips, like, where you drink wine and you paint with the girlies. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of those paintings turn out bad and people want to paint over them. You know, reuse the canvas.
I think that maybe he was, like, he painted it. And then you know how sometimes you take a picture of yourself, you're like, that wasn't cute, and delete it.
Yeah.
He was like, I don't look good. Like, after 35 hours of painting that self-portrait, like, I don't look good. And then maybe he buried it.
I wouldn't put it past him. Yeah.
Maybe he painted a poppy seed in his teeth and he was like, can't do that anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Support for NPR and the following message come from FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
This election season, you can expect to hear a lot of news, some of it meaningful, much of it not. Give the Up First podcast 15 minutes, sometimes a little less, and we'll help you sort it out. What's going on around the world and at home? 3 stories, 15 minutes, Up First every day. Listen every morning, wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know why he was scared to show his face, his pretty face with the ginger beard.
Just to start off, will you introduce yourself to us?
Yes. Hi, my name is Devin Hallball. I'm a 24-year-old writer, activist, TikToker, fashion lover. I'm a lot of different things.
Yes. We're so excited that you're here. You're also a TikTok star, which I think is how a lot of people will know you. Can you tell us a little bit about your content?
Yes. All of my videos are filmed on a selfie stick. So it kind of pokes fun at like influencer culture, I guess, or like just social media culture a little bit. If I could describe myself, live, laugh, love is very much a permanent mode in my life.
I love that. It's like 40-year-old why nots in you, you know, and
right.
It's beautiful. Well, so this week we're talking about Van Gogh because a new portrait of his was found behind another painting, which is crazy. And it made us think about portraiture in general and how TikToks are kind of like today's portraits. Do you feel like that's true?
I do feel like that's true. I feel like it's really interesting to see people film themselves, and it allows people to really show themselves to others how they would like to be seen. And I feel like it's, for me, I have a specific angle with my selfie stick, and I'm showing people myself with the selfie stick, but I'm also choosing to show the background. So yeah, I feel like it allows me to kind of create a visual or like a video version of like a painting or a picture that, I don't know, I think is really cool.
Do you remember the first moment where you first went viral?
Yes. So I was completely alone in Turkey, like in a hotel room. And I remember like I had just posted something on TikTok, and it was me walking down the street saying, bring back selfie sticks in 2022. And I remember all of my friends were texting me and they're like, you're on Twitter right now. And I don't even have a Twitter. So I was like, what? They're like, you're on Twitter, like some, we see you on the stories. And I was like, okay, that's cool. And then I was like, I didn't think too much of it. I was like, okay, whatever. It's like probably one video that's going to do well. And like, whatever, I'll go back to my regular life tomorrow.
Well, if I can bring it back to the story of Van Gogh, we can't stop thinking about the fact that like Van Gogh didn't want people to see the self-portrait, and now it's in a museum. Do you think we should just like leave it be?
I mean, I honestly think we shouldn't see it, because that was his wish as the artist, to like hide his face for whatever reason. But I think it's a cute moment. Like, I'm looking at the self-portrait right now. I think it's cute.
Well, if you're up for it, we have a game to play with you. Is that okay?
Yeah.
So we're going to play a game with you called Hype Them. You're super motivating and positive in your videos, which we love. So we're going to give you someone down on their luck and you give them a pep talk. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Okay, let's try. The last person finishing the marathon, hype them up.
You got this. You go, girl. Slay, slay, slay. And even though you came in last place, you are still a baddie. I love you. Ah!
Yes.
Slay.
A chef who has all the ingredients, but they forgot to buy an onion. Hype them up.
Oh my goodness. It's okay. I'm pretty sure you can try to make it work, and it will work and taste amazing with no onion.
A teacher who poured curdled milk in their coffee. Hype them up.
We can go out for tea after this. We don't need to drink the curdled milk. It's okay. I bet it tastes delicious though.
A kid who knocks on the door of a gingerbread house and there's a witch inside. Hype them up.
The witch is here to cast a spell for only greatness and prosperity in your life. Period.
Yes. Okay, one more. Let's do one more. A painter who painted over a portrait he never wanted anyone to see, and someone in the future exposed it to the world. Hype them up.
You're beautiful, and everything about that picture is perfect because it represents you, and you are special and amazing just the way you are. So don't be afraid to show that face.
I love it. And I'm going to go write that down and put it in Van Gogh's grave. And he's going to be so happy. So.
Yes, Van Gogh, I love you.
To me, he could not make it more obvious that he didn't want that other painting to be seen. So it's very rude to like go digging and find what I'm sure Van Gogh thought was a terrible painting. And like, bring it back to the surface. He's probably rolling over in his grave.
Okay, Vinny, I know this is like the smallest part of the story, but we were really excited about the x-ray component. What would you do with an x-ray machine? Or if you had x-ray powers?
These are two different answers. If I had an x-ray machine, sell it. Cash. Period. But if I had x-ray powers, I would use it to see if people swallowed metal objects.
Okay, okay.
You know what I mean?
Does that happen a lot?
I don't know if it happens a lot, but I'd love to know.
Yeah.
I feel like penguins at the zoo, you're not supposed to throw coins in like fountains because birds or penguins or whatever will eat them up.
Yes.
Right? And they have to x-ray them and you'll see like the metal in their stomach. Mm-hmm. I would love to know who has metal in their stomach.
yeah, that's very specific. Basis.
It is. But I don't think it's wrong.
And I love it. That's why you're the comedian, Vinny.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Intuit QuickBooks. Small business masterminds have one thing in common, making their money work harder with a business bank account from QuickBooks Money that now earns 5% annual percentage yield, making your money work as hard as you do. That's how you business differently. Learn more at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds in envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
All right. Oh my God, it's so loud in here. Okay. Now for my favorite part of the podcast, the credits. And this is true. This week I'm recording out of a real plain bathroom. And the seatbelt sign is on, but I got up anyways. Okay. This show was brought to you by Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. This episode was produced by Haley Fager, Zola Ray, and Nancy Seychow, with help from Oha Lopez, Blythe Robertson, Lillian King, Sophie Hernandez-Simeone This, and the Lyft driver who gave me a Potbelly voucher. Thanks, guy. Our supervising producer, Jennifer Mills, and our benevolent underlord is Mike Danforth. Devin Hallball, thank you so much for keeping me on my Met Gala behavior. Follow her on TikTok at HallBaddie. That's at HAL.BADDIE. Thank you to my co-host, comedian and Wait Wait contributor, Vinny Thomas. Follow at Vinny on all social media platforms. That's at VINN_AYY. Vinny, check your TikToks. I sent you a bunch of them right now. Oh, and thanks to this airplane for taking me places. Here's a real life flush. I'm Emma Joy, and you can find me at Wait Wait NPR. And really just trying to hold my breath in here. It's not great. Okay, I'm done. This is NPR.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Intuit QuickBooks. Small business masterminds have one thing in common, making their money work harder with a business bank account from QuickBooks Money that now earns 5% annual percentage yield, making your money work as hard as you do. That's how you business differently. Learn more at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds in envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.
What does it mean to be Black in America? In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of stories as varied, nuanced, and dynamic as the Black experience, you'll hear it means everything. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get your podcasts.